name again for the record?
Andrew Sullivan, 30674.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on May the 25th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
May the 25th?
Yes, sir. That's when you signed the documents saying that the
county judge wrote that?
Yes, saying that the hearing was going to be held today. Yes, sir.
I remember signing the notification, sir.
Okay, and on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, you cannot see us because we're holding this hearing by telephone, but there are five board members in the room today. And I would just like to introduce you to them, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Rui Kawanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead on your hearing. We also have in the room...
Good afternoon, people.
Good afternoon, sir. And we also have in the room Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Tolliver and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, I do you so affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether they're true or false, one by one. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Conditions of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana, THC. On or about January 16, 2018, for the task layout report dated January 18, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is correct, sir.
Thank you so very much, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 19, 2018. As verbally directed on January 16, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under surrender from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
Sir, that is correct, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Tolliver, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we are going into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase, because at the end of this phase, the board will vote whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. As we receive that information, we're going to ask you to remain quiet, and we're going to be back to you very shortly just to talk with you and see where we go from here. So at this time, Mr. Westby, sir, would you provide us some background information?
Yes, sir. On December 28, 2017, Mr. Tolliver was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 8, 2018 by Phoenix PD. A new felony charge of ag assault DB and misdemeanor charges of assault and driving with a suspended license. He was back in DOC custody on May 14, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 16, 2018, which reflects 109 abscond days. His current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. Senior IR score 3-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score has not been calculated. There is no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with violence noted. Other arrest, 2007, theft of a vehicle, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2008, simple assault and battery, Illinois, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, burglary second degree, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2018, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, Arizona, pending charges. His community risk score is a G3V4. I have
status of charges, email received from Senior Prosecutor Viola dated June 12th, 2018, that states charges are still pending at this time.
Okay, thank you, sir, very much, Honorable Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Tolliver, we are back to you, and we're just going to make a few comments or a few questions, and we're going to start off by basically looking at your case supervision summary. It seems that when you were initially released, you were approved to reside at V-Ray Halfway House in Phoenix, located at 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix, Arizona. And then you left and you failed to return, and then you eventually went to the Maricopa Reentry Center, and then for 3 days, you had 3 days sanction there, and then you were discharged from MRC, and then I don't know what happened to you after then. What happened after you left MRC, sir?
Sir, to be honest, I wasn't taking my meds. I take medication for progress, that's antidepressant meds, and my grandmother died also, too, sir. And so I lost focus out there, and a lot of things came my way. I was kept responsible, you know, in my actions, you know, for not burning with the policies and procedures of my release conditions. That was not my intentions, you know, to disregard those actions, you know, not suffering the consequence for it now. And I also understand that, you know, I wasn't focused out there at the beginning. You know, a lot of things was happening too fast, so I couldn't control what happened. So they got me on track with, you know, a significant loss like that, somebody really important in my life. And from right there, it was like a downward spiral. And to be honest with you, I feel like that me coming back in here, getting a wake up, and get back on my meds is helping me focus more. Also, I have two children out there too, so my kids need me too, and I was fending for myself. I did have an employment for the temp service on 55th Avenue in Camelback, the regular revenue, so I was working at that time, but.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just express our condolences with the passing of your grandmother, and by the way, how old are your kids? So you say you have two kids out of there.
Yes, sir. I have a son that's 3 years old, and I have a daughter that's 4 years old.
Okay, sir. And you already indicated that you had some employment while you were out. However, we do find that you ended up being positive for THC. Why did you use...
I can explain that. It was on New Year's Eve. And I got a pass from V-Break. They gave me a pass to go see my girlfriend, and she was making dinner, and she made dessert, she made brownies. And I did not know that she made the brownies with the marijuana in them. So I take full responsibility. It was my action to eat it, but I didn't know that she made the brownies with the marijuana in them because my girlfriend, she has her marijuana card. So she bought the brownies from the dispensary. I didn't know it, so I ate them.
Yeah, we have to be very careful with what we eat, especially when we're on supervision and or parole, because that can create a problem for you, as you can see at this very moment. I also take note that apparently you admitted that you was using alcohol as well. Why did you use alcohol, sir? Why are you drinking alcohol, sir?
The mark of my grandmother? Mm-hmm. Because my grandmother, that was my rock. Like, she'd been able to do everything. And, you know, when I got out, my grandmother, she had an heart attack, and she had to go to surgery, and she couldn't handle the surgery. She passed away with surgery.
Mm-hmm. Let me just ask two more other questions. And the first one would be, when the board let you out now, or the board let you out in September, what are your plans? So what do you plan to do?
I plan to go back to school so I can finish getting me a certified degree, either electrician or trade school or vocational school. I want to go to RSI on 44th Street in Washington, the refrigeration school. I got some resources also at the BS office, the WOTC program. I have resources for that too, to gain a source of employment. Also, that I plan on asking the government for a grant so I can open up, it's called the Ghetto Project, is getting higher education to teach others. Also, I'm going to be like a daycare for my son and my daughter to be a place where, so I can get, you know, funds from the government to help in my business.
Now, who's responsible for your kids and why you're incarcerated, sir?
My girlfriend.
Okay, so do you plan to, for y'all, to continue your relationship once you get out, sir?
Yes, sir. Because I'm the only one that had social employment out there, so I was paying the bills, groceries, I had bought us a car when I was out there. Since I've been here, I'm not able to make car payments anymore, so I'm pretty sure they took the car.
Okay, sir. Now, I believe Mr. Westby indicated that you were picked up by the Phoenix Police Department. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department brought you in, sir?
Me and my girlfriend, we had an argument, and there was a neighbor in the blue car, the police. So when they came, I surrendered right there. I came downstairs, they cut me up, but the charges were dismissed.
Okay. Well, it's good the charges were dismissed. We still show them pending, but we trust that your information is updated for more than an hour. So we trust that that is the correct information that you have, although we don't have that yet. I'm going to pause now and see if my distinguished colleagues might have any questions for you, sir. I don't see any questions coming from my distinguished colleagues, sir. However, this is your hearing. And since it is your hearing, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Yes, sir. I do so. I have a stable home right now. My uncle has a home he purchased in Chandler. So if I'm able to get reinstated, my uncle will take me in so I can finish the rest of my remaining from my parole at his house. My uncle is a very upstanding person. He's a good person, and he's also going to be able to help me, too. So I have a place for my kids to come see me also, and my parole officer to come see me, too.
Okay, sir. But you know, your parole officer would have to approve the for you to reside there, but I know you already know that, but I just wanted to point that out, that we would not make that decision, the board would not make that decision. Okay, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. Since I believe this is your first time coming before the board, we operate under the open meeting laws of Arizona, so we're going to ask that you stay on the phone. Everything we do is done in the open, and this will be the first time that the board members will have had an opportunity to discuss your case. So the board is now in discussion. This is an unfortunate situation that Mr. Tolliver finds himself in, 28-year-old young man. His first time being incarcerated first time in Arizona, but there were some others outside of Arizona that he had been involved in. However, we do find that I think that he has potential. I enjoy talking with him. He's mild. He sounds like an intelligent young man. However, I just cannot, as much as I want to, I just cannot overlook the 109 days that he absconded. And in addition to that, he also admitted that he used alcohol as well as THC, although he said his girlfriend had a medical card, but he ended up getting caught using them. Therefore, as one board member, I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Board members, I hear nothing coming from other board members, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W0256, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Tolliver, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Westby. And information contained in the warrant, and as much as Mr. Tolliver absconded for 109 days and used illegal substances, that is THC as well as alcohol, and my motion is going to be to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kowalis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out on September 16th of this year. Won't be that long. Put together a plan. I think you already have some already in your mind, so put those in writing so that when you get out, you can go and reside with your uncle, you can go to school, you can get your program going, and most importantly, you can be a productive father for your kids. Sir, this will end your hearing, so if you would be kind enough, please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Thank you. 7 o'clock.